All right, thanks indeed to Gail. And more news at top of the hour. Well, as I was alluding to earlier, people have dreams all the time. Dreams they can't remember. Dreams that are, in fact, nightmares and scare people. I'm wondering, is it all because your body is saying to you, Ivan, wake up, you need to go to the toilet, and you're using a dream to wake up from that? Well, don't worry about my tin pot views. We have an expert at hand, Alison Byrne, holistic therapist and teacher, and you're running a dream interpretation course in April, which we'll come to. Why do we dream?
Oh, there are so many reasons why we dream, Ivan. And yours is that's the first time I've heard that theory, that you need to go to the toilet. That's an interesting one. But there's many reasons. We're very complicated beings. We've a lot going on in our conscious minds, but we've so much more going on in our unconscious minds. And when we're awake during the day, we're busy doing whatever we're doing, and we don't always have time to process whatever is going on. So that's one of the reasons we have dreams at night, is to process, just kind of put things in different files in our minds and say, okay, well, that's sorted, you know. So that's one reason.
It's the brain's filing system.
That's one
okay.
of them. Yeah, that's the more common reason for dreaming.
Okay, so it's perfectly harmless.
That part is. Oh, dreams aren't going to harm you ever. Dreams are only there to help you.
Oh?
Yeah, dreams are a doorway between your conscious and your unconscious mind.
Okay.
So another thing that can happen is that we're mulling over a problem and we can't find a solution. So our minds know, even when we go asleep, that there is not an answer to that particular thing yet. And when we're asleep, all those different busynesses are out of the way, and you can be much more creative and come up with the solutions to problems.
And are there typical dreams that denote certain things? Like, since, you know, we've come on air, people told me they have a recurring dream about the Leaving Cert. And kind of maybe it's a kind of post-traumatic stress thing.
You're good at this.
People have dreams that their teeth are falling mm-hmm. out. Mm-hmm. Well, what does all that mean?
Well, first of all, you asked, are there common dreams? And there are and there aren't. There are common dreams, like you say, with the Leaving Cert, teeth falling out. But within that, there could be the regular interpretation, or there could be a particular personal interpretation. So if you had the dreamer, you'd be asking them specific questions to get in underneath the top line to see what's going on underneath and underneath. But having said that, the most common dream that has ever come to me has been going to sit the Leaving Cert and not being prepared. Either going to do a subject that you haven't ever studied, or just not having had time to study whatever it is. And of course, it's a stress dream, because for most people, that's their biggest stress at that point of their life. So when other types of stress come up later on, your mind brings you back to the first stress. It just sort of bounces off it. So if you dream about the Leaving Cert, what you do is think, okay, what's that telling me to have a look at? There's something going on in my life that's stressful. Now, sometimes we're not aware of how stressful something is.
It's kind of like an echo chamber in your mind to a past stress. Okay.
Yeah. But okay. It's interesting to see what is the subject that you're going to sit, because that's an indication as to where in your life the stress is. And then it's, okay, well, now let's do something about it.
Okay. And the most common dreams are about that?
The Leaving Cert is the most common one. And I even had a man in a phone-in who rang in and said, I had that one about the Leaving Cert, and I never did my Leaving Cert. It's so much in the psyche in Ireland that he was picking it up anyway.
All right. Now, a car crash. If you dream about a car crash, what would that be about?
Okay, again, it's very hard to do.
Or something, you know, an accident, falling down, that kind of thing.
Yeah,
you know, this scary stuff.
A sudden trauma.
Yeah.
Yeah. Again, you'd have to question the dreamer and say, what part of your life is out of control? Or do you feel is out of control or in danger of going out of control? So you go down to the details. Is it a car that you have? Is it a past car? What colour is it? Is it working? You get all those details. And then you pull the information out of the answers to those questions to find out what area of your life.
Okay, a lot of people have this thing, a kind of sense of deja vu. I've been here, and this can be both conscious and subconscious. Mm-hmm. I've been here before.
Yeah.
Or this is a repeat occurrence, and you sort of confused mind about that. What's that about?
There's lots of theories on deja vu. Now, one of them is, you'd often hear people saying, oh, I've dreamt this before. And it is possible. Our subconscious minds know so much, and we can actually, believe it or not, tap into the future and tap into the past. when we're asleep. So you could actually see something in advance, and that's why we get so many predictive psychic dreams as well. People are tuned in. So, yeah. But actually, it could also be something that you have done before. You could be, I don't know how you're going to take this, but you could be tuned into a past life, where usually if you have a life, you live it, you get out, but you could start the next one, etc. But sometimes there's something hanging over from a past life. And just like we process things that are going on day to day in this life, sometimes we still need to process something from a past life. And that can be part of the deja vu too. I walked down this road before, I've been in this house before. Maybe you actually have. We can't actually prove it one way or another, but it's a very useful way to work.
Okay, both my wife and I, Deirdre, have had dreams about the other party being unfaithful with someone else. What's that about?
Okay, hopefully that's not a predictive one. Okay. Generally speaking, it's not. That goes into each one of us. It doesn't matter if you're a man or a woman. Each one of us has a male side and a female side. So when you dream of your partner in the waking state, it's usually your inner, in your case, female, that you'd be dreaming about. So what that means is the male side is the side that makes decisions, gets up and gets the work done, all that. The female side is the caring, nurturing, creative side. And we have both. So if you're dreaming that your female side is unfaithful to you, you'd be saying, what part of my female side is getting out of hand or out of
balance? No, it's not my female side. It's her with someone else.
Oh, yeah, but it's your dream.
Is it? Okay.
Sorry. Is it your dream we're talking
about? Oh, it's my dream, yeah. And so vice versa, yeah.
Yeah, so if we're taking your dream, then we would be talking about your female side, not your partner.
Okay.
But your inside, inner female side.
Okay.
And you would be looking at that and seeing, is it being true to you, okay, or are the things you need to work with on that?
Okay, and in general, dreams about sex, what's happening there?
Sometimes they're just filling a gap in your life where you
But is it a desire for more sex?
Pardon?
Like Sean McGree felt it was a desire for more sex. Well, he would, wouldn't he?
But I mean, it can be. See, dreams are working on all different levels at the same time. So yes, it could be straightforward like that. But it also is a good indication that you're, again, I'm talking about your inner male and female side, are working well in harmony. That one isn't going off being unfaithful as such, or one isn't getting overpowering. That they're working very well.
Does every dream have some sort of deeper significance, or could it just be white noise in your brain?
I think everything has a reason for happening, but it may not be highly significant. It could be as simple as tonight you could be dreaming about this interview and saying, okay, that's finished, on to the next. And that could be part of your dream. Or if it's a more significant dream, you'll remember it when you wake up and say, okay, well, what was that telling me? And usually dreams will talk in riddles and puns and symbols. It's not straightforward like our logical mind. That's why we do interpretation and analysis.
Dreams about death?
Death
denotes what?
Usually it's death of a time of your life, a period of your life, a phase or a project. It's death of something rather than a physical death. If you're somebody who dreams about physical death in advance, you'll know that from the time you were a child.
We have a text here from Claire in Clonmel. I've now had this recurring dream that I'm in a house that I know, but I can't find my room, or I'm in a strange street and can't find my car. Please help.
Okay, they're similar. So you'd look at her life and what's going on in it, and she can't find her bedroom, I suppose that's what she's talking about. So we'd say in her life she's feeling a bit lost. I mean, that's self-obvious, but you'd talk to her more and find out what parts of the house was she in, and, you know, was it bright, was it dingy, etc. And that way it'd help her to work out her way. You know, like she's looking for direction.
All right.
So you'd help her to find her.
So you're a holistic therapist. How did you get into this whole dream area? And tell us about this course in April.
Yeah, I got into the dreams years and years ago because I was always interested in, even as a kid, how we tick. Why do some people like red? Why do some people like blue? All that sort of thing, you know. And I fell into it through my own illness. I had bad back years ago. Discovered the whole holistic way of life. And it was like opening up a door to a big treasure. It's a big help in how we live our lives.
But where did you get the info?
On the dreams?
Yeah.
Oh, years ago I went to a dream interpretation course run by a local nun. And it was fantastic.
And you now run those courses, do you?
I do.
How do you access if people want to, you know, go on a course?
Oh, how do I?
How do people who want to get help from you, how can they get in touch?
Oh, I have a website, Alison Byrne Healing.
Okay. Alison Byrne Healing.
Healing. Yes.
Okay. That's all one word, is it?
Dot IE,
is it?
.com.
.com. Mm-hmm. And do you have a particular course coming up in April?
I have an online dream interpretation course that I'll have ready in April. So
okay.
You can purchase it and then you can do it over your own time.
So even though you have the most vivid nightmare, or you wake up and you can't remember what the dream was, but you know you are very exercised, you should just, the overall advice is, calm down. It doesn't really matter. It's harmless. Or not.
I wouldn't agree, no.
Oh.
No. If you wake up and you don't have any difficulty, you don't have any, you're not feeling upset by it, fine, that's grand. You've done your dream work, you're finished with it. But if you wake up out of a nightmare terrified, that means that your subconscious has been trying to get a message across to you. First of all, it'll give you a dream. Then it'll give you recurring dreams. And if you still don't get the message, you'll get a nightmare, because we remember nightmares. So nightmares are really, really
helpful. What's the antidote for it?
To work with the dream and to take the information and not ignore it. With a nightmare, you'd work through, you'd analyse it, find out what it's all about. What is it that you're not aware of in your conscious mind? And then do something to help and change it.
Alison Byrne of Alison Byrne Healing, holistic therapist and dream interpreter. Fascinating stuff. Thank you for joining us on the Hard Shoulder. We'll be crashing back to reality with business news next with Vincent Wall.